we are still going to do our Thanksgiving. Because when we come, you know, it is about the hearts of every individual here. So if you're, you know, I know we have a couple of people who are brought with friends here today. We always start our service off by having someone in the congregation voice why they are grateful to God, why they're here to worship. Because when God looks down at us, he's not listening to songs, he's looking at our hearts. And we want every heart prepared to be pleasing to God. And so we got a special one today. I'm going to ask Jacob and Emily to come up here. And many of you know, yesterday was a very exciting day for them because they got married. And both of them came here in high school. And both of them really, although both of them had made commitments to Christ earlier, they really found and owned and developed their faith here. Not just at Eastwood with us, but also in a relationship with each other, which they've had since high school. And so it's kind of neat to see high school sweethearts getting married. And I know all of us love them. And we all have watched them grow up. And so we just want to celebrate with you how grateful we are that God is in the center of your lives, the center of your relationship, and that everything you do together, you have a desire to honor God. And that is what God wants for all his children. And we see it in you and we're grateful. But I'm going to give you this time, Jacob, to tell us why you're here to worship God and what you're grateful for.
We're here because this is the church. Like, this is a wonderful example here at Eastwood, this congregation of what God wanted for the church. And so many people here gave me and Emily the example of what he wants for marriage. He gave us the example through Eastwood, largely, of what we're shooting for, what we aspire to. And not a lot of people, not a lot of kids get that nowadays. And we've been so blessed by just the family here that God set up and by all of you for setting an example of what Christ's love looks like in very practical ways. So I'm thankful for Eastwood.
And since the two of you are one, Emily, I'm going to let you, if you want to say anything, you can say something too.
You should know better because I won't stop.
Well, I've got a timer.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I personally really appreciate it just because I know that whenever I first came, I was really, really reserved about talking about my family history just because I do come a very broken family. And it's been really nice over the past, 6 years, that we've just had such a huge example and just examples of, like, what mothers are supposed to look like, what fathers are supposed to look like, what wives are supposed to look like, how we're supposed to love on our kids, how we're supposed to love our spouses. And I used to be really afraid of commitment. And I knew I loved Jacob, but I was afraid because just of all the divorce. I wasn't afraid of you. I was just afraid of divorce. But I feel so loved. And I've just seen through so many people's stories and through, you know, our youth group and through my women's group and through the college and career group, just so many different ways what love looks like and how to work together and how it's all fundamentally through Christ. And that's so huge. And I don't know, I feel like if it weren't for y'all, I feel like we'd still be married, but I'd probably be a lot more hesitant and we'd probably be married later. So I don't know, but I love y'all and we really do have y'all to contribute to how founded we are in Christ.
And you know, most of you know Jacob, you've watched him grow up here. I know some of you've come later, but as Emily was saying, when Jacob came here, he was very angry with God, wanted nothing to do with him. But one of our members, and this is what the church is, one of our members loved him and invited him to come and showed him friendship. And the only reason he came is because he was our other Jacob's friend. And being here around the body of Christ, he saw what love was, he saw what God intended, and it transformed his life. That's why we're here. So let's just pray. Father, we are so grateful to see your miracles. to see you take hard hearts, to see you take discouraged, disillusioned people, which we all are without you. The world is not easy. The world is, it's not loving. It's self-centered. And it forces us to be that way. And it's so easy for us to be drawn into the world and to lose sight of what you put in our hearts that we desire when we're created. We want love. We want that type of unity that only you and your family provides for us. You are the fulfillment of all of our heart's desires, and you let us experience it together. And so we're grateful to be here, and we're grateful to worship you. We pray your hand will be on Jacob and be on Emily, and that the joy that they have experienced and the devotion that they have to you and each other will grow and grow throughout their lives, and that you will use them in great ways. And we just give this time to you right now, Lord. And as we sing again, we want our hearts to be focused on no one but you, with one heart and one mind and one voice. We want these words to be our heart cry of gratitude to you for what you have done in our lives and what we have seen you do because of who you are. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.